Welcome to Cricket 8's podcast. I'm Jared Kimbrough. I'm here with sexiest guests that you'll find on any cricket podcast. That's Rob Barron and Mark Machado. Let's go into this a little bit here of these two games. We'll leave the Delhi-Mumbai slugfest for the end. But after watching Rajasthan, Mark, do you think you feel warmer or colder about them winning the entire thing?
I kind of feel lukewarm about the whole thing because I still think, we talked about this during the game, that to me, when things go wrong, they're missing the kind of player that could kind of make a bit of magic happen with the ball. Or like today, it kind of felt at points that maybe they needed an extra bowler. They couldn't quite find anyone. I think that's a bit of a flaw in the way their team's set up. With the batting, I know today, obviously, that we didn't even get that deep into their side. But when they lose wickets quickly at the top, you kind of start to panic for them mildly. Maybe that's because I'm a Sri Lanka fan and that's the kind of panic that we have. It's my natural state of watching cricket. But it just feels like I'm not sure that when the going gets tough, if they'll have enough grit in the side almost. Somebody's going to kind of hang around. Somebody's going to do a kind of Glenn Maxwell type role. If they could somehow bring him into the side, which obviously
they could bring him back from Australia.
Bring him back from Australia
and bring him to a different side.
Move him to a different team. It's not really possible, but you know, he'd be the kind of person. You know, I saw Marcus Stoinis playing for Lucknow, and I thought actually maybe he's the kind of person that they need. Somebody could bowl an over or two if needed, and could get them runs very quickly if needed as well, and get them out of sticky situations. I think there's a lot of players in that side that are just really, really good at what they do. But I'm not going to, you know, when it gets difficult, that's when they could be faced problems.
I think that's a really interesting one. I think, Rob, the way that I look at it is that today says to me that they can win against a good side without playing particularly brilliantly. Has that affected their odds to win the whole tournament at all today?
Yeah, they're decent favourites now because they've qualified.
Yeah.
And they have to be, and they're now 2.75-ish because the way this tournament is structured, you get extra goes if you manage to finish in the top two, and they're going to win the league now, probably. I think they're the best team. I've been saying it since the start, as long as they don't get injuries. Mm. I think
even today, when they did get injuries, they actually still played well, to be fair.
Yeah, I think today is an example of them when they did get under it in the chase, and they lost Joss and Jaiswal in quick succession, both doing aggressive, slightly silly things, and then Parag came in and he did something silly and he got out, and then all of a sudden they were in trouble. They were 60 for none cruising at the end of the power play, and then they were 80 for three, and then they absolutely cruised home with Jarrell comes. They didn't use either of the West Indian guns to chase in those runs. So the thing I love about Rajasthan is they don't rely on anyone. They rely on everyone to do their job, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And everybody did their job today. Nobody scored absolutely loads. Nobody got loads of wickets, but everybody pitched in a bit, and nobody fielded horrendously badly, and no one dug them into a huge hole, and everyone was about to help out and do their thing. And that's how you win tournaments, long tournaments like the IPL. And they're standing out on the top of this league now. They're way better than everybody else at the moment, and the rest have got to catch up. We don't need to pick holes in what Rajasthan are doing. We need to find answers for the rest because they're the best team.
Do you not think, though, running away from the pack at this stage could be as much of a curse as it is a blessing, as the other teams start to kind of find their way? Teams don't have a lot of time together before the tournament starts. You have to find your feet as you carry on through the tournament. And now they're also in a weird situation where there's about six teams underneath them who could all make the playoffs if any of them can go on a bit of a run. And that's kind of added motivation for those sides. And actually, when we get to the business end, Rajasthan might have ended up playing a load of games where they don't really need to win. They can experiment with the side, bring players in, look for other combinations. And that could mean some of their better players actually end up out of form when it gets to the top end.
It's possible, but it's one of those things. Basically, what you're saying is they're peaking too early.
Yeah.
And I would say the same thing I would say every time I've ever been asked that is, do you want them to start losing? And you don't really, do you? What you're saying is that they're playing really good and another team might get on a run. They can't control that. All they can control what they have is, this is what I would say is, coming into this tournament, I basically trusted four of their batters. As it currently stands, I think Riyan Parag has to come into the circle of trust for them. And Dhruv Jarrell's innings today, which was impeccable.
Superb.
It was just a beautiful, it won't go down on, if you look at the scorecard, you'll think, Oh, it's okay. It wasn't an okay innings because he was, what, 8 off 11 at one stage? He got himself in and then he completely took over the game. Having that and Rodman Powell helped them win the game when Jos Buttler went crazy because he came in and made 27 off 11 or whatever it was. So they now have about 6 guys that they trust a little bit more. There's still some issues within that order. So I think it's interesting. Lucknow, Rob.
Yes.
You backed them at 25-1 to win the title.
I did.
Was that before the season?
Nope. It was after the first couple of games where they did badly.
Okay.
But I thought they looked quite good. And they have a team that is fine on paper. It ain't great. They've got an informed Pooran who didn't look very good today, but that's definitely a good thing. They don't have a number 3, so they don't know whether that's Stoinis or Hooda or Bodoni or, well, they know it isn't Panikal now at least. I don't think they're going to win the IPL. I just thought that was too big a price at the time. They did a lot of bad things today. And what happens when you get two teams that you might think are reasonably well matched on paper, if one of them does clever stuff, which Rajasthan did and do more often than they don't, and you get one team that does stupid things, like we've got our best bowler and we're not going to bowl him until we're 8-1 to win the match. Bishnoi didn't bowl till over 16 today when they had two mega set batsmen. Such a bad answer. Like, put him in when you haven't got set batsmen. There's so many ways they could have done better there. It just points to Rajasthan being really good rather than Lucknow being terrible. Lucknow got a big score, I thought, on that deck and just didn't have any brain power to defend it. And they don't have natural wicket takers, which is a difficult thing. And also, Yashthakor is a guy that can blow hot and cold, and he blew freezing cold the wrong direction with his eyes closed, and he cost him loads of runs in the field and with the ball. And Rajasthan don't tend to have somebody who has an absolute disaster. Mm. And as long as you turn up and you do something, like Trent Bolt won't be remembered today for his 1 for 41, but he got rid of De Kock third ball.
Yeah.
And he's contributed there. Sandeep, it won't be discussed after this game. He was fantastic again, bowling all the hard overs, 2 for 31. That's amazing. He bowled the 20th. Even Avesh, like, again, 1 for 42, looks crap on paper, but he came back at the death when everyone expected him to get shooed, and he was fine. Lucknow, they've got KL. KL's brilliant. Stoinis can get 100 every now and again. It looks very much like his one good day out, that rather than, you can have a question mark on literally everyone in the Lucknow team, including Pooran after today's 11 off 11. But you don't have those question marks about Rajasthan, and that's why they're now strong favourites for the IPL, and that's why they're top of the table by miles now.
Are you selling your 25s?
Nah.
Fair enough. I think the weirdest thing of today was, outside of the arbing, which we might have to mention at the end, was the Ravi Bishnoi situation, where he wasn't there, Mark. We didn't know. I was texting people going, are we sure he's okay? Did he go to the pub for a quick pint and forgot to come back? There's some great stories about Aravinda De Silva. You remember of, he would sometimes just disappear from games because he didn't think he would be needed in a club game from nondescripts. Did Bishnoi do something like that? Was he going to come back on with pastries in his pocket, which Aravinda also used to do? How do we get our head around the Ravi Bishnoi situation? Their best bowler not bowling to the 16th over.
I don't know whether maybe he, after the first innings at the interval, just said, do you know what? I'm not feeling great. I'll carry on fielding. And then he just stayed on, and for whatever reason, he just decided he didn't want to bowl.
Yep.
Maybe the captain forgot about him. I mean, that sounds ridiculous, but they are human. Sometimes human errors happen. It's kind of inexplainable why he didn't bowl. I'm sure there is some sort of story behind it. My kind of worry as a journalist is that actually it's a really interesting story about why he hasn't bowled this game. And because it essentially is a game right in the middle of the IPL in its league format, not in the playoffs, it might be one of those things we never find an answer to.
This is why we need beat writers. Because if this was a Premier League football team or an NBA team or a rugby team, there'd be a beat writer out there going, the fans have to know this. It's unfair for the fans not to know this. Whereas with the IPL, sometimes you just never know, and it's so frustrating. Let's move on to the next game.
Yeah.
Is that your first major Fraser McGurk moment? Have you had other Fraser McGurks? How many times have you Fraser McGurked before?
Today was my first Fraser McGurk. When he's batted in previous, I think when he was in the ILT20 playing for the Dubai Capitals.
Right.
I've had a few people message me because I've got I just know loads of people who seem to watch T20 cricket constantly going, who is this guy? He's incredible. Like, where's he come from? Because if you do watch T20 cricket sometimes, and only T20 cricket, it feels like players just arrive out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I was kind of aware of him. This is the first time I've sat down and watched him play. And he took us down to Fraggle Rock today. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Took us down to Fraggle Rock. That's where you come to the Cricket Egg podcast for the Fraggle Rock mentions. Have Delhi lucked into a good team?
Yes, exactly what happened. And I backed Delhi to finish bottom based on the players they had at their disposal and how I thought that they would put them in the team. And that was fine. They did all that. And they put the fella that's wearing an Anrik Nokia costume as a bowler and who went for 20 in and over every single game and 30 in some of them, a dreadful effort. And they had Warner opening the batting, which I was strongly against. And one of the best things possible happened is that Nokia was so bad they had to kick him out. And Warner is either injured or they've decided he's rubbish. He's probably injured. It's definitely time to move on now. And Ponting was like, well, I know the rooster, so let's give him a bell, see if he wants to come. And he's changed everything about Delhi. He's
just give a rooster a bell?
Rooster is, so give him a bell is an English colloquialism for phoning somebody up.
Yeah.
Jake Fraser McGurk is called the rooster.
Now that I get, roosters and you got bells.
So he gave the rooster a bell. He phoned him up. He didn't give him a, and said, do you want to play? And he's come, yeah, sure. And there's no baggage around, like, he's not infected with the Delhi nonsense. He's just come in, clear headed, good decks, hard speedball, two ball. And he's smoking it everywhere. And he looks fantastic. Like, he leans forward. He looks like the cock of the walk, doesn't he? I'm the big I am. Bowl to me if you want. I'm going to smoke you for six. And he just looks awesome. And you compare that to Warner being 30 off 25. And you're like, well, I'm much. If this guy faces, he faced 27 balls today. He got 84.
Do you know what Warner
he's
is?
He's awesome.
Warner is
finito.
IPL one. And this is IPL 2.0, isn't it? I mean, that's essentially what we're seeing right in front of our eyes. Can you just briefly explain the Mumbai tax and how we all profited off that today as well?
Yeah, so the biggest price anyone's been to win a cricket match in this IPL was Delhi. And we thought, this is silly, because Delhi have won three in a row and Mumbai look rubbish. And Mumbai are basically Bumrah and 10 other people that play cricket. and Delhi, as we said, have stumbled upon a good team. Rishabh Pant has been unbelievably good for somebody who has been out of the game for 18 months and a horrific injury and all the rest of it. The Mumbai tax was so hard today that Delhi were just definitely a bet. And we were saying, and then before a ball was bowled, you could get 2.7 on Delhi to win the match. The biggest prize anyone's been before a match to win a game. And Delhi battered them today. Mm. Like, yes, the chase got a bit scary at certain points. And we were like, but it never really looked like they were going to chase it. They fell short by 10, but they never really looked like they were going to chase it. That just shows the might of Mumbai's batting rather than any competence whatsoever with the ball, which they don't have.
Yeah.
They're hopeless with the ball. So the tax was in full force today. And if you swam against the Mumbai tide, if you've done it every game this IPL, you're fine. If you did it last year, they chased everything.
You got drowned.
You got drowned.
Yeah.
This year, we're fighting back.
Hardik Pandya back in form.
Yeah.
You were quite excited at that. He looked like Hardik Pandya again.
Yeah. It's tragic how divisive the move has become and him having the captaincy has become. I just think the whole situation at Mumbai probably feels quite terrible if you're a player involved in that camp right now. I thought it was good to see him back in some sort of form. I know he's a very divisive figure. Look, I watch him from a million miles away in London. I enjoy watching him when he's on form. I think he was looking great today with the bat. I'm not sure he needs to bowl as much as he does. I think both these sides to me have real recruitment issues. And I wonder if that's because they knew there was a mega auction coming up, or they suspected the mega auction was coming up. And because of that, they've kind of got both kind of pick and mix teams. We talked about Delhi's situation with their squad. Mumbai Indians team was, I think, kind of a little bit all over the place.
What happened with Mumbai was they went all in on Bumrah and Jofra Archer.
Yeah.
And they knew Jofra wasn't going to play that year, but they thought the year after they would get Jofra in. And then how would you beat a team that had eight overs of those two in it?
Yeah.
Which is a perfectly reasonable way to look at it. But unfortunately, they didn't get Jofra Archer, right? And so you're left with one guy trying to do all that work for them. And they haven't been able to put the ball. And, you know, they've got kids bowling for them. They've got, you know, good county players playing for them, but not great. And just very quickly, from both of you, Rob first, who will finish last out of Delhi and Mumbai? That's not quickly.
RCB.
Who Mumbai. Will finish? Mumbai. Okay. Yeah. I can't work it out because I think both of them could go on a little mini run when the season is over. So it's great that one of you answered that and the other one was useless. just to go back through all the bets that we had today, because it was a fantastic day. You can see some of the videos that we've put up. But the first over of the Delhi-Mumbai game is absolutely bonkers. First ball, 4, 7-1, bang. Delhi over 6.5 runs from the first over, bang. Delhi first over a 6 scored, bang. Delhi first over a 4 scored, bang. So it was absolutely great. I'm just having a look at anything else that we got. Mukesh Kumar to take one wicket. I forgot that we all cashed in on that one as well.
That was his first ball. We had to wait a while for that one.
We had Rajasthan highest first over. That one come off?
Yeah, again, once again.
We had under 6.5 on Lucknow on the first over, which we thought was a lock. In fact, if I remember, you sent many pictures of the lock.
No, that was the Delhi one.
Are you sure? Well, either way, you got it wrong. Just admit you got it wrong.
1 out of 8 bets lost there. Yeah, apologies, everyone.
And then we lost out on a couple of Kuldeep top bowler, Bumrah top bowler, Chahal top bowler, Jaiswal most sixes, but we did get Jaiswal's race to 10. Versus Joss Butler, which was, I think, again, a fairly simple one. And the other one that we did get right. So there was a lot of that stuff back there. Another one we got right was Rajasthan highest first 6 overs. Anything? And then the arbitrage. Would you want to quickly?
We got 6 in first Rajasthan over as well. Jaiswal got for us at 6.5. So that was another decent one.
Can you explain the arbing in 28 seconds or less?
Yeah. Betfred today were licking their wounds massively from yesterday where they clearly lost a load of money. And for whatever reason, that they were running scared of another chase happening, they were handing money away and being an enormous price on the defence for the whole of the Rajasthan chase, which they would have saved themselves a fortune. But at one, they were 30, 40, sometimes 50 ticks bigger than Betfair on Lucknow. And that basically meant that if you backed Lucknow with them and laid Lucknow on Betfair, you could make free money and quite a lot of it. And they would have opened the doors for every arbor in the world to play today, Betfred. And they would have saved themselves a fortune. It's a really stupid thing for them to do. Short-termism, accountants being dumb. It's great for long-term because they're now going to think that it was a great idea because it saved them a stack of cash today.
So today, all the money, in the long-term,
all the money men and women will think they got that one right. And they said, look how much we saved you today. We're legends. And they're going to do it again tomorrow and you're going to make a load of free money again.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you very much. That was Rob Barron. Obviously, Mark Machado is here with us as well. You can find him on the Murally End podcast. He'll be back for some more of these lives whenever the next time he's back is for. I'm Jared Kimber. Go to Facebook and give us a like. The Facebook community is growing all the time. Make sure you put comments up and talk about the stuff that we're putting up there. You can also listen to our podcast. Us three guys will be on it today and tomorrow. But after that, it'll be Nikesh Raghani and Megha Sinha who will be on the podcast. There's plenty of written content as well. There's probably my team's probably whirling away on some sort of Fraser McGurkin type work as we talk at the moment. But a big thank you to everyone who's with us on the watch along and the podcast. But on Sunday, we'll be back again for 2 more games with Munners from Dealt With Cricket as well for more live watch alongs here on the home of intelligent cricket, Cricket A.